This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, on the air every week with a focus on food, farms, and families. This week, no exception, the COVID situation. I'd like to try to start with a couple of news items from the world of agriculture with each one of our visits before we get to our guests. We're having an ongoing conversation about hemp and CBD oil and how it's being grown, and there's an interesting tale to be told with a group of Native Americans. We're going to get to that in a few minutes here. But anyway, as I was saying, the COVID situation has been a good thing. If we look back over this past year, and I'm sure these sort of discussions will be going on through the course of the next month or so, reviewing what happened during 2020, COVID has actually been good for family farmers, for growers who mostly do direct farm sales or focus more on locally grown markets. The growth came with a lot of challenges, though. I was looking around at some of the farmers. We told some of these stories on the air. A lady in Maryland, for example, saw increased sales because of the pandemic, but she's a pig swine farmer, and the slaughterhouse where she takes her pigs became overwhelmed because a lot of farmers were bringing their animals in because there was great demand for pork and meat and that sort of thing, especially when people find out that the pork, the processed pork in this country is controlled by the Chinese, then people say, no, we're not doing that. Anyway, this lady who owns the farm that I'm talking about calls ahead usually to schedule times for her pigs. She finishes off 30 or 40 a year. She called to get open spots for next year. But according to the slaughterhouse and the butcher, they're full until October of next year. How about that? Isn't that amazing? They're already for next year. So I guess the reason I'm telling you this story is because it's an example of how we now have certain farmers, family farmers, doing better because people realize that the food chain has been broken by the virus, and it's good because people are going to the farm and did this summer and bought lots of things from lots of great local producers. Problem is now we don't have enough food for Thanksgiving. You realize that there are basically no turkeys around and haven't been for over a week. The supply, even though there were greater numbers of turkeys that were grown, people want them, and they bought them, and they froze them, or they did whatever they did. They've been eating more turkeys, so there aren't a lot of turkeys around. That's one of the problems. And the other problem I see, and I think I said this last week, the average farmer, or maybe I didn't, at least maybe I didn't hear. I do two or three other radio programs, so I think the focus on the farmer that I brought to the surface, how much does the farmer get as a result of every dollar that's spent for Thanksgiving food? The obnoxious number last year was 12 cents out of a dollar. Well, it's more obnoxious this year because it's only, according to the National Farmers Union, 11 cents. Instead of going in the right direction, at least for the food that's grown for Thanksgiving, going in the wrong direction. How do we have this disrespect? I ask you because you're the audience, you know, you're asking the same question. And the locavores who love our food and support our farms, they don't seem to, when somebody charges a buck for an ear of corn, they, oh my God, how can you choose that? The supermarket has them for 50 cents. Yeah, the supermarket brought in corn from 100 to 1,000 miles away. You're picking a dollar or 80 cents an ear, whatever it is you pay, you're going to get corn that was picked today, this morning, and you're serving it tonight. What's that worth? And do you know really what it costs to grow an ear of corn? That's the question. And then we have then the situation with this the aid program. More and more do I get disgusted with government and the ineptitude. I've told you in several different circumstances about the fellow, the lawyer in St. Louis, who's found all these loopholes in order to get money, aid, from the government in the case of the PPP or whatever other. There have been certain programs just for ag. So this program has been so prone to fraud. I have the latest example of fake farmers getting money, and I mean lots of money. Take you to Euclid, Ohio, which is just outside of Cleveland. There is no farming activity at an address on Forest View Avenue. The only thing growing there are a couple of shrubs, grass, and a tree or two. It's a quarter of an acre lot, and yet the owner of this quote unquote farm, this family applied for and got $7 million from the Small Business Administration, the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program, the EIDL. Many of you have probably participated in that. There is absolutely no sign of agricultural activity at the location that was given. The owner of the house, Zaur Kalatari, acknowledged when he was interviewed that some of the loans were questionable and may have to be repaid. The federal prosecutor in Ohio is looking at some of this stuff, and apparently the family has hired a lawyer to try to defend him as the government goes after him for rampant fraud. But how did he get the money in the first place? How did they do such a poor job? Any of us who got PPP loans, I went through a lot to get mine, and it was just a couple of $1,000 to help on my radio stuff, but the SBA had a $525 billion paycheck protection program, which relied on the banks to distribute the loans and to understand what was going on. And so these banks were lobbied by people like this guy. And this is just one example of many. And it's disgusting when you look around, those of you who are farmers who need the help, and to see how this, again, I've talked about the people on Ocean Avenue in Miami who are getting $250,000 checks from the government because they owned a piece of a farm real estate investment trust or something, or people that lived in New York City on Park Avenue getting these big checks from the government. They could have checked this stuff out. They just didn't want it. It was easier to do it the way they did it and help out their pals, and even if they weren't their pals, the way people fry. Imagine, the guy lives on a quarter acre plot, and nobody caught that, and he applied for and got $7 million in forgivable loans. Wow. What could you have done with that money would be my question. I know what I could have done with it to help on my farm, and you probably know as well. Doug Steffen, American broadcaster and farmer here with, as I say, a focus on Native Americans who are doing very interesting things in terms of organic food, healthy food. There's an interesting collection of stories that we're going to share with you in the next half hour or so here on this week's American Family Farmer. Right now, because we're into Thanksgiving week, it's a fabulous time of the year to enjoy our own food that we've grown. Fabulous stuff. We're putting on the pounds, though, aren't we? We're not as active from this time of year until the spring, so we get a little bit more food around our waist, a little bit more fat, better blood pressure, higher blood pressure for sure. A lot of people that have diabetes or just overweight are not dealing with the situation intelligently. So I send you to a website that really is full of great ideas. They're happy to have a counselor work with you to help you lose weight. The product is Calitrin. It's a no-nonsense product. It's available. You can take it every night before you go to bed. It takes about a month and a half for you to see any noticeable difference in your body. And it's a 3-month program. Actually, I say it's a 6-month program because you need to learn not only to teach your body to get rid of the weight, but also how to keep it off. And that's what this product does. And it trains your body to want to have the main ingredient, which is collagen protein. It wants that. So don't sacrifice your health. Lose the weight. be on the offensive as we go into the holiday season, eating a lot. We've been eating a lot through certainly COVID. Let's lose that weight and keep yourself healthy so you won't get COVID. Go to toploss.com and sign up for the program. You can buy the Thanksgiving program, buy 3 or 30, you get the equal number that you don't pay for. So you buy one and get one free. 3, 6, 10, 12, whatever you want, you'll get twice as many using the code DJV, and there's no shipping charge either with that code DJV when you check out at Calitrin, which is toploss.com.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and you get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 1-800-442-0471 or go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Specials. Enter promo code SUN for amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow.com products. Call 800-442-0471. Promo code SUN. That's 800-442-0471.
When the sun come up and you go down again. When the moon shines bright, just put me in my pen. Trying to clear some mental space on my selfish shell. So with all this hard work, why do we go to hell? When the sun come up and you go down again.
Not often we play a lot of music here on the American Family Farmer, but this is special because this is a special song created by some folks from Handawa Farms. The ladies that are here with me, Ayoni Jeffries is the business development director for the growing season, and she's a musician and founder of, and I'm not going to do well with the pronunciation, I apologize, Ioni, before we get started. Is it Awaru E? How do you pronounce this operation in North Carolina?
Yes. So this one is Awaruhi, and the other is Handawa.
Okay, so you'll forgive me if I don't try to pronounce them because I won't make it right anyway. The two of you, Ioni Jeffries and Kisha Jeffries, are here. So you're mother and daughter, is that right?
Yes, we are.
Uh-huh. And so what prompted you to get involved in farming? What's your family background, Ioni?
So this is actually probably more of a question to ask my mom for, like, the history. Though I can tell you for myself, I just from our family history and us being tribal members of the Okinichigana, the Saponi Nation, is something that we've always just practiced and taught and extended. And I believe that it's necessary to teach so many of our fellow North Carolinians and then our fellow Americans of how to actually sow their own food and grow their own food to instill some self-sufficiency and to instill some confidence when it comes to the land.
And all right, so teaching people how to grow food, that's certainly a worthwhile effort. I want to know how you were taught. We'll talk to your mom, Kisha, in a matter of moments here. We're continuing. This is a great story about passion and farmers who know from the very roots, their very core, how to do this. Moving along, Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer for Thanksgiving week.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
When the sun come up and you go down again, when the moon shine bright, just be me and my pen, trying to fit some mental space on my self-digit shelf. So without a thought, like, why do we go to hell?
As I said, not often do we hear music on the American Family Farmer, but this is a special event. Mother and daughter team here. Kish is the mother. Ione is the daughter. Ione is a musician, and as such, you created that song. What other songs have you done? Other songs that are aimed at helping promote your mission on the farm, or are you just in terms of your natural ability? Are you a pop sort of a musician that gets recognition elsewhere?
I definitely get recognition elsewhere, and the music came, and it's more predominant than a lot of the opportunities with farming. Though we are starting to have more of a reach and more optics for the farm, which is awesome, and I'm very grateful to be able to like tie the two together. But yeah, the music is more so just an instrument that I use and a tool that I use to speak my piece and to bring people together and to bring people closer to themselves.
All right. Well, that's good. We need a little bit more of that. Now, the tribe that is located in North Carolina, I think people would be surprised to hear that there is a tribe of Native Americans, indigenous people in North Carolina. Is this where you come from, or did you move there, ladies?
We moved. I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York, and my father is the actual citizen of Okanichi Shikoni. And what brought me here is, you know, hearing the stories from my dad about how he came to North Carolina as a youth, and going on the farm with his grandfather, which is my great grandfather. And my great grandfather grew tobacco as well as different crops, corn, and I've heard that he did watermelons, particularly the yellow and orange watermelons. So knowing the history behind my family, or that they were already farmers, and me being a city dweller, a city girl, I've always felt a connection with the land and wanting to get back to growing the land. And my grandmother, my maternal grandmother, she had a garden in the back of her house in Ireland. So she grew all her fruits and vegetables, and I used to go out there and pick it with her and sometimes help her grow, plant the seeds and watch it grow. Like, it was amazing. So I've always had that love of farming in me, and when we moved to North Carolina, that was one of the things. Two of the reasons I moved here was to get more connected to my father's side of his roots of being Native American, and then also finding land to farm on.
So as a Native, I'm going back to the tribe here. You belong to the Okanoche Band of the Saponi Nation, which originally settled where? Where were you? Where you talk about your father being from North Carolina, but that isn't where the tribe comes from, is it? Originally?
It's called Little Texas, and in Burlington, North Carolina. I believe Alamance Person in Orange County was where they settled my family that I know of. I do know that there's history that goes back to in Virginia. And also the Ohio. So it's a long line. I'm not the historian. I'm not.
Okay.
I only can tell you what I know from my father.
Yeah, well, that's okay. That's what we want, is stories that are carried down from generation to generation. So the other natives that are involved in this, the Cherokees, the Blackfoot, Lakota tribes, all now, I have done a couple of programs this year about natives who are getting big into farming, which is what their tradition is anyway. So we continue with the description of this particular farm and cooperative as we continue on this week's American Family.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
New COVID-19 restrictions coming to Los Angeles County, California amid a surge in coronavirus cases. The 3-week safer at home order takes effect Monday. It bans most gatherings, but stops short of a full shutdown on retail stores and other non-essential businesses. Restaurants in the county already were recently barred from in-person dining, but they can still offer takeout and delivery service. Kurt Peterson is co-president of Unite Here Local 11, which represents 30,000 food service and hospitality workers.
Our members' testing positivity rate is 20%, 3 times higher than the county's average.
The county of 10 million residents confirmed 24 new deaths and more than 4,500 new COVID cases Friday. The county has set a threshold for issuing the order, an average of 4,500 cases a day over a five-day period. The five-day average as of Friday was more than 4,700. This is USA Radio News. President Trump's legal team lost another round in court. Tim Berg is at the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau. He reports that the three-judge panel, which includes a Trump appointee, said there was no evidence to back up the campaign's claim of voter fraud.
President Trump's campaign on Friday lost its appeal in a legal battle to contest Pennsylvania's already certified election results. A federal appeals court in Philadelphia upheld a previous ruling that dismissed the campaign's case to prevent Pennsylvania from certifying its election results, showing former Vice President Joe Biden as winning the state. President Trump took to Twitter and said they would appeal the ruling. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Justice Department quietly amended its execution protocols, allowing the U.S. government to conduct executions by lethal injection or, quote, any other manner prescribed by the law of the state in which the sentence was imposed. A number of states allow electrocution or death by firing squad. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the springs that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pour one up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet.
Second half hour of our get-together this week, the American Family Farmer, celebrating the tribes and the natives who are doing a lot to do basically what they've always done, in a sense. I mean, the original farmers were the natives here, and I think most everybody understands that. We have Ione Jeffries, Ione but spelled A, and her mother, Kisha. Now, you both lead this collective. Is it? I said co-op. What's the difference between a co-op and a collective? The women who are, this is pretty much all women working in this group with you, right?
So we are a very strong team of seven. We are women-led, so there are four women who predominantly just assist in running a lot of the forefront of measures that we come up against. And we have three men on our team. We definitely still need men. we don't exclude them. We don't make it seem like we are without them, because they are a huge part of our team. In fact, one of them is our lead farmer, who has gotten us to the success point that we are at right now.
Mm-hmm.
We are a strong team, seven.
Describe the success that you are having. It's the name of the farm, if I do this correctly, Handewa. All right. Let's talk a little bit about what actually goes on, the work that is done by every member of the group, and what your this past year has been like on the farm.
There's myself, Ione Jeffries, who I'm the director of business development. There is Keisha Jeffries, my mother, who is the director of finance in our finance department. We have Chelsea Holt, who is director of marketing and PR. Chef Abby J, Chef Abby Jeffries, who is my sister, she is director of HR and all things risk management. We have Will Jennifer, who's director of media production. We have Shaka Harley, who is the director of procedures in our procedural committee. And then we have Kiero Holtz, who is the director of farming and our farming lead when we're out on the land.
How big is the farm, and who's your customer?
You all, we just launched our 2020 harvest collection that is available at HyundaiWellFarms.com or .org. We have books, so you can just go visit. And we're actually offering a Black Friday deal this week, which is 30% off of any item that you buy on the website. So I do want everyone to go check that out. And our main crop, our cash crop, is what we have pointed at. It's hemp. So we grow food. We grew potatoes and corn this year and gifted it to a few people, though we do seek to expand that mission next year and this winter as well. We have a few plants in the ground that we will be gifting back to people. And then, the hemp is like the real vision. That's how we get to bring the money in and the capital and the access to be able to provide for people that live here and experience food insecurity within North Carolina specifically, but we do seek to expand that vision too.
Well, there's a big business. As you know, I'm a farmer. I've been trying to get a lot of emphasis on dairy farmers using their land to grow hemp. Unfortunately, the leadership of the state has put the kibosh to that, and we're trying to recover from it because there's so much demand. You have a CBD collection that's out now. Such a wonderful, and it's interesting, it comes from natives because the natives have always been very good at healing, in my experience, what I know about natives and the way that they understand healing, how the body works, et cetera, et cetera. And so this seems like a natural. I think you made mention of that, Ione. It's a natural thing. So, but the customer, for you have to grow it and then it gets processed, right? You're not selling hemp directly.
We do sell it directly on our website. You can get like the actual buds, or you can get it processed into other products that we have on our website. And the special thing about our hemp, it is completely organic. It is Afro-Indigenous raised and it's hand raised. So everything that we have cultivated this year has come from our literal hands, our dedication, our love, our time, our intention. We are definitely people of the earth, and it has been such a gift to be able to preserve that tradition and to pass it along. We have kids as young as 4 years old out on the land that has helped us to plant this hemp.
Really?
And, you know,
that's cool.
Yeah, we do. I mean, and Kondewa means generational in our native tongue, Tutelo. So it's a part of our scope, and it's a part of just our stake in the world, is making sure that we preserve ourselves and we preserve the intention of Hyundai to pass it along and to pass it forward.
Right. Yeah, Mom, how are you playing in this big sandbox of dirt and reality?
I'm at the farm consistently out there. Making sure everything is done, because we all still have our lives. We all have jobs that we work 9 to 5, and we're still working on the farm. So I'm like I live closest to the farm. I'm out there to the day making sure everything's maintained. I also work, but I make sure I go after work and make sure that everything is taken care of, make sure that people are in place, volunteers are in place. But we all work together. I'm the elder, so a lot of they come to me for advice or they come to me for just direction. It's a pleasure working with my children alongside with friends, and it's a blessing. My goal is to make sure, yes, we are growing hemp for healing properties, but we also are growing food, Ione said, for the food deserts, to feed people, to make sure people are fed from the ground, because a lot of people are eating processed food and they're eating unhealthy food. So we want to, this is the goal, is to teach people to get back to the land, teach them how to farm, and so that they're able to, and start as young as 3, 4, 5 years old, teaching them. Because when that 4 year old went on that land and was planting the hemp and was making sure that it was done correctly, it was amazing to me of how you can teach a young child how to grow something, and they learn and they know. So just getting back to
they're fascinated with the process, as we are. I mean, I remember back to when I was a kid, and even as an adult, watching things like radishes grow. I used to stick the corn in the ground. We had a garden, or I had a garden when I was a kid, and I put the seeds in the corn, and then every day I'd take one of the seeds out of the ground to watch it as it sprouted a little bit. Then I'd stick it back in the ground, and then the next day there'd be a little more growth to it. And it was a fascinating way to learn about life, frankly, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
The circle of life.
I will say too, which is absolutely incredible. My mother did not mention this just now, though. The 4-year-old is actually her daughter, so it's my little sister Sophia. And what's incredible about that in particular is that my mother has 3 generations of children herself. She's had children from 19 all the way into her 40s. So to think about that and to envision that, you know, it's to show that life can happen at any moment, and you have to just keep constant with it. Though to have a 4-year-old that comes from my mother, that's my little sister, someone that, you know, I feel I'm very responsible for when we're out on the land or just when she's in my presence, you know, to be there and to watch this little baby. Now, first of all, we grew our hair from seed. So to watch it go from this little tiny thing that can be lost so easily, right, to be planted, and then to have it be this little, 2-inch plant, and have her plant it, and then it grow to over 10 feet tall, that just feels so incredible, and it feels so beautiful. And again, just being native, a lot of our practices that, us being in this system and us being just a part of the American government now, a lot of our traditions have been erased, or that, you know, a lot of people have tried to dismantle us, but to see that we're still continuing, we're still persevering through that, it's incredible. It feels like what we're doing is very honorable.
It's very exciting. Hold on a second. We continue with Iona and her mom, Kisha, from Handewa Farms. Go to the website, HandeWaFarms.com. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer with a quick reminder about how to take advantage of some of the fabulous deals right now at MyPillow.com. Everybody needs a good night's rest. Everybody needs to stay healthy during the holidays, and this is a great time to buy these pillows and use them for yourself, or buy them as gifts, because they are off their original price by 2/3. You normally pay $70 for standard and queen size premium pillows of MyPillow. Now they're $30. That's the deal. $40 savings. Now is the time to buy. Now is the time to go to MyPillow.com. Now is the time to take advantage of the money back guarantee, because you have until March 1st to return that which you don't like if it doesn't work for you. This is the deal. MyPillow.com. Get special bargains on everything in the catalog when you check out. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my my MyPillow price, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 1-800-442-0471 or go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Specials. Enter promo code SUN for amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow.com products. Call 800-442-0471. Promo code SUN. That's 800-442-0471.
Back to the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here with the mother-daughter team, Ione Jeffries and her mom, Kisha, from Hondawa Farms in North Carolina. They specialize in growing hemp, but other things are grown there, too. But you have a lot of the stuff that's been processed, and now for people who are listening to this program, if you go to the website, you can take advantage of supporting this farm and these farmers and this work, and you get 30% off as well, right? What are some of the things that people seem to find their favorite things to buy from your website, Kisha or Ione?
We have candles, we have teas, tinctures that you can intake, and you can put it in your food or whatever you would like to put. And then we have tinctures that you can rub actually on your body for pain and inflammation. We also have soaps and moisturizing shea butter as well as miracle oil. So we have an array of things, and then we also have the bud and pre-rolls for people that need that want to buy it, the CBD.
I was also going to mention that so a lot of the products that we create, of course, are to help people heal holistically and to, you know, just to provide support for the ailments and diseases that people may have in their experience in their bodies. So the pre-rolls and the bud really help folks that are dealing with anxiety, seasonal depression. If you just need something to, like, take the edge off to get to sleep, we do recommend the pre-rolls, the bud, and the tea. If you're looking for something that's going to help you to relieve some of the pain that you're experiencing your day-to-day, if you have arthritis, if you're living with skin conditions, we do recommend the Miracle Oil. We recommend the Baba Butter. The candle is just nice to smell, of course. I'm a smeller.
Yeah.
I recommend that all the time. But the other products that we have are definitely in the black soap as well. These are things that you can use to help to ease some of the pain and the tension in your body. Right. Each of us actually use our tinctures. We ingest them and we use them topically as well. And they help to, they relieve pain for up to 1 hour. So I highly recommend that as someone who has scoliosis myself and as someone who's healing from a back injury from earlier this year, getting into a major car accident. There are not too many things that have helped me and healed me, but this product really has done the job. So if you're, again, if anyone is experiencing pain, that the tinctures and some of the topical solutions will really help you during this season, especially as it's getting colder outside.
All right. Where's there's some information there, not only about how you can help yourself, but ideas for people. I've been, the last month or so, been talking a lot about hemp and hemp products on this program because I think it's the future the generations that are moving in need to be producing this, and you've done a great job. Hondawa Farm, HandeWaFarms, that's the website, .com. Thanks to Ione Jeffries and her mother, Kisha, for bringing us through the farm and talking about this fabulous work that you are doing. Good luck to you. I hope that someday you can dump those jobs that you have and work full-time on the farm. Very cool. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall. Does exercise really help keep you young as you get older? I'll be back to tell you more. A sedentary lifestyle isn't good for anyone, but particularly should be avoided as we age. Although some age-related muscle loss may be inevitable, much of the decline in muscle tissue is blamed on aging that is really due to inactivity. So if you're a couch potato, here's what happens. Muscle mass diminishes, the metabolism can change drastically, causing obesity, impaired glucose tolerance, changes in the body's ability to regulate temperature, and weakened bones, thereby increasing risk from falls and injury. How many older folks do you know?
know that have fallen and injured themselves. Well, all that can be avoided if you simply exercise. Exercise can make a huge difference. The person who stays physically fit will not only look good and feel good, their skin, tissue, organs, and bones will all have the components of youth. So yes, you can reverse the aging process, or at least slow it down, through exercise.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer.
Rest easy with the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. You can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Will it help with her snores?
I snore.
Does Rudolph have a red nose?
Yes, it can be gently raised on either side to help relieve snoring.
So you can really promise better sleep.
Not promise, prove. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
How would you like the chance to win a truckload of DeWalt tools, plus the truck they came in? Yeah, we thought so. Don't miss Lowe's Provember event. Now through November 25th, you could win a set of 18 DeWalt tools worth over $3,000. And the truck? A 2021 Chevy Silverado. Enter for your chance to win at lowesforpros.com/Provember. Lowe's, the new home for pros. No purchase necessary. Starts 10/28, ends 11/25. LFP membership required. U.S. only. Entry rules on lowesforpros.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's harvest time in this little town. Time to bring it on in.
53 past the hour now, the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here with this thought, or these thoughts. My commentary focuses on the conversation that has already started on a new farm bill, even though the current farm bill won't be up for renewal until 2023. A lot of the people in this new administration are expected to start, and I think that's a good thing. We certainly have had a lot of stresses, a lot of concern about the Ag Department and the way it was run and the way our farmers are actually being treated. That's my overview of what's gone on in Washington with an administration that really didn't get farming. A lot of farmers I know voted for Trump for whatever the reason, but I didn't think he was my friend as a farmer. And you've heard me say many times, I didn't think he was your friend because he didn't really know or pay attention. He left it to Sonny Perdue, who was a horrible choice. So now let's move on. I
one of the things that I'm not sure, you know, there's a lot of talk about battling climate change and how farmers have to step up to the plate. I think as long as we don't have people that are in the EPA who want to classify a puddle in our driveway as a waterway, we'll be all set. If we do have those people coming back in, then I think we've got a concern. It really, we need to be focusing on building or rebuilding world markets. There are huge opportunities for farms of all sizes to embrace here as we go into the next year. I feel confident we'll be done with COVID by the time the growing season starts, at least my growing season here in the north. Thankfully, there's a growing season in some areas of the country all year long. There is a change in direction, and I think that that's merited. Actually, when I think about the farm programs that have been in place for now about 100 years, that's how long these farm bills have, since the Dust Bowl, since the Depression, there has been a, you know, sort of a farm program and an ag bureau. If it wasn't a secretariat, it was a bureau, the internal affairs people. Anyway, the problem with the program now is it's completely shaped by industrial farming, revolving mostly around corn and beans and wheat and rice and cotton. And that doesn't serve the needs of the farmer. The family farmer really pretty much is left out of this, these huge growing concerns. And we subsidize overproduction. We're still paying for tobacco, for God's sakes. There are problems with producing corn syrup, for example, that kind of stuff. So I think you got to assume the corporations are going to be pushing their way around. If you look at members of the Ag Committee in the House and the Senate, they have lobbyists that are paying lots of money to them to help them in their reelection interests. And those people will continue to be the major driver if we don't do something about it. I'm talking about the likes of Cargill, General Mills, Kellogg, you know, those big outfits, ADM and Monsanto. You know, they drive ag policy and they drive production. It isn't what consumer demand dictates. It's what we can sell overseas. Kellogg, though, is moving ahead. They won't allow Monsanto on any of its oat acres anymore. General Mills is encouraging its wheat growers to go organic. And now even Cargill is working with the Practical Farmers of Iowa on spreading their conservation practices. So there is hope. There's good focus on this. I think that there is, in the Conservation Reserve Program, a stewardship program that's been, and also price supports that are working toward agriculture in a much more community-oriented fashion and a much more organic fashion. So that's good. I think I'm very happy to see that Cargill is working this way. I know that mostly the General Mills and the Kellogg's of the world, it's in their best interest because the public knows that they don't want to have Monsanto, they don't want anything to do with things that are grown with any of these, the weed killers. And we've been through this 100 times. But it's interesting to see Cargill on this. I think that that's cool. We also need a Secretary of Agriculture who is steeped in science and understands what it's like on the farm. Perhaps somebody who has grown up as a farmer. So leave it to Joe Biden to figure out the politics of who's going to be confirmed, et cetera, et cetera. The great guy who used to run the National Farmers Union, who was the ag director in South Dakota, I wish he would be considered for ag secretary. He'd be fabulous. So that's it. That's what I'm thinking about the new administration and the focus on the new farm bill already. Something that we all should be thinking about as we are making our plans for next year. Doug Steffen here on this week's American Family Farmer.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.